One of the bloodiest news stories about endangered species I've read in a long time involved six students and recent graduates of a prestigious Honolulu prep school on a camping trip in westernmost Oahu in December 2015. For an unfathomable reason that somehow calls to mind William Golding's The Lord of the Flies, they used a bat, a machete, and a pellet gun to kill and dismember at least 15 nesting Laysan albatrosses. Researchers found 17 nests with smashed, dead, or missing eggs. The culprits chopped off the birds' feet to collect their ID bands as souvenirs and posted photos of the mutilated birds on social media. They also stole $3,100 worth of seabird monitoring cameras and sound recording equipment. Why couldn't they escape the horrifying slaughter? Their wingspan is so large and their legs so short that it's impossible for them to either run away or spring into flight. They need a very stiff headwind to take off and usually launch themselves from the edge of a cliff, the air below catching their spread wings to keep them aloft. They're very protective of their single egg, and so some of the carcasses were found right at their nests. That one murderous rampage set conservation efforts back 10 years and caused more than $200,000 in damage, according to state and federal investigators. The nesting area is crucial because so many other albatross nesting areas are expected to be lost as sea levels rise. This is the only predator-free, high-elevation breeding colony in the main Hawaiian Islands, and the culprits could hardly plead ignorance to the importance of the nesting colony or the defenselessness of the albatrosses, because albatross conservation is specifically taught within the curriculum of their Honolulu school. I cannot wrap my head around this horrifying crime, nor of the legal aftermath. Three of the mutilators were not charged at all. Two were charged in juvenile court. The disposition of those cases has been kept confidential because of their ages. The sixth, who was 18 at the time of the rampage, pleaded not guilty at first, claiming he hadn't touched any of the birds. Last week, he admitted to killing two of them, but his attorney said that despite the fact that he was the oldest of the six, he was just a follower, not the, quote, architect of the crime, and that he did not cut off any of their legs or tie them up. He was originally charged with 19 criminal misdemeanor counts, including theft, criminal property damage, and animal cruelty. But in exchange for pleading no contest regarding the deaths of two albatrosses, 14 of the charges were dropped. He could have been sentenced to a year in prison and up to $7,000 in fines, but on Friday he was given a 45-day sentence for the killings and a $1,000 fine for the stolen property. We value corporations above human beings, and privileged people attending prestigious schools who can hire good attorneys above everyday researchers expending their blood, sweat, and tears on protecting endangered species. I've heard people call humans the only species on Earth that can feel empathy and the only species with a conscience. If so, we're also the only species on Earth that can so willfully and directly cause suffering and that can commit acts that so violate a human conscience. In Coleridge's poem, the Ancient Mariner killed just one albatross using his crossbow. He did not club it to death, he didn't mutilate its carcass, and he didn't boast about it on social media. But even way back in the 1790s, people realized that the killing of even one such an innocent bird was a crime against man and against nature. The six boys won't have to wear an albatross around their necks for the rest of their days. They won't have to make any restitution to the people and institutions that worked so tirelessly to help ensure that these albatrosses had a safe nesting area, and they certainly will never bring back the lost creatures they murdered. And they got away with barely a hand slap. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.